How you doing?
I'm doing great, brother. How you doing, man? Hey,
first of all, man, I just want to say it's great. I saw you at the White House, man, and I thought that you really have this story together. You know, we're getting so much misinformation about the Affordable Care Act, and I thought it'd be kind of important if we had somebody on that knows what it's all about. Just tell everybody, just briefly, why the Affordable Care Act is beneficial to them.
Well, I'll just tell you right now, for years, millions of Americans have been denied the security and peace of mind of being able to have health insurance. They either were priced out of the market, locked out of the market, or dumped out. But because of the Affordable Care Act, all of that is changing. Beginning January 2014, less than 100 days from now, anybody, no matter who you are, where you live, you can't be denied for coverage or charged more because you had a pre-existing condition. So coverage is important to a lot of people. It's a simple way for people to be able to purchase health insurance. That's what Obamacare is. That's what the Affordable Care Act is. So you can go online, you can find and see if you qualify for health insurance, and guess what? It may cost you less than you pay for your smartphone bill every single month to have affordable health insurance.
That would be big.
So, now, Anton, it was so interesting. As I read somewhere where this dude was talking about, this is how ignorant some people are. It's like, man, I don't want that Obamacare, but I'm going to look into this Affordable Care Act. That might be for me.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. It's one and the same.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. You guys are getting hyped up on Fox News. You're getting hyped up. No, you don't want Obamacare. But that Affordable Health Care Act, that's going to work.
Yeah,
I don't get
it. And it's all the same thing. And if they just go to healthcare.gov. They go to healthcare.gov, and they can get online, and they can see what this is all about. It's something in this for everybody. You can get affordable insurance. You might even be able to get some tax subsidies to help you pay for the insurance.
Right.
And so you should check it out and see what makes sense for you and your family.
You know, what doesn't make sense is that you have, you know, a lot of Republicans and a few other people in opposition to Obamacare. But they haven't tried it yet to see if it's going to work. Now, we see examples of the same kind of plan in Massachusetts, and it's working just fine. Am I correct?
You are 100% correct. We've seen small businesses now providing coverage for their employees. We've seen individuals go into the market and get coverage that they never had before so they can get treatment for stuff that they need. They can get routine preventive screenings for free. And most importantly, they can get dental insurance. And we know how bad some people need dental insurance.
Absolutely. I got people in our room. but let me just say this, though, man. I think this is it's a great plan. Do you think the opposition to it is because, frankly, some people just don't like the president?
I mean, some people say that. I just think people they don't understand health insurance, man. That's the bottom line, is that it's a complicated thing. And so what we try to do with healthcare.gov is to make it simple, easy for you to compare options to see if you can get coverage that fits your need and meets your budget. And so some people may not like it until they try it, and that's the whole point. If you go to healthcare.gov and try it for yourself, don't listen to the rumors, the innuendo, what you hear on TV and the newspaper. Just go try it for yourself. Go to healthcare.gov and see what's available for
you. All right, let me ask this. If you have healthcare that is provided by your job, can you still go and look at other options to see if it's cheaper than what your job offers?
So see, that's a big point. If you like 85% of people who get their coverage through their large employer, you got to keep your plan, stay on your plan, and pay what your employer provides for you, but get care that way. But this is really for people who are either uninsured, or maybe you're an individual self-employed person. Maybe you cut hair in the barbershop and don't know health insurance comes with your job working in the barbershop. So maybe you need to get coverage that way. So it's for small business owners and individual persons to find ways to afford coverage. But people that get their coverage through their employer, your large employer, you can keep your coverage that you got. And there's so much more for you there by having large employer coverage. This is really for those folks in the individual market.
All right. October 1st, why is that an important day?
October 1st, 5 days from now, is when you can start shopping for coverage. That's the big thing, is that before the Affordable Care Act, you couldn't shop for coverage if you had a pre-existing condition. But beginning October 1, you can start shopping for coverage. But I want everybody to know, you got 6 months from October 1st to March 31st. And so if you sign up beginning in October, your coverage will go into effect on January 1, 2014. And that means no matter who you are, you cannot be charged more. You can't be discriminated against. Insurance company can't deny you for what you need coverage for. They got to cover it. And that all starts January 1, 2014. But look at it. Look at it on October the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
See what the plans are. Compare the prices. Find something that makes sense for you and your family.
All right, Anton, man, listen, I appreciate you taking the time. I know we're going to have somebody come in studio. I don't know if it's going to be you or not, but we're going to have somebody come in studio, and you can take calls from our from our listeners that have questions. Tell everybody the website that they can go to right now to get the questions answered if they don't want to wait.
Yeah, if you don't want to wait, you can go to healthcare.gov. Again, that's healthcare.gov. We also have a 1-800 number that you can call. That number is 1-800-318-2596. Again, 1-800-318-2596. Get all your questions answered, and I'm happy to come in the studio and talk about this more. With all your listeners.
Man, Anton, thank you so much. It's Anton Gunn at the Department of Health and Human Services. Brother, I appreciate that information. It's so important, you guys. You can really save money. There's no reason to go without health insurance anymore. It is affordable. Thank you, my brother. I'll talk with you soon.
Thank you, brother.
All right.